A carcinogen called hexavalent chromium has been an environmental problem in many places, from the Hanford Nuclear Reservation to groundwater in California. Remember Aaron Brockovich? Hexavalent chromium is expensive to monitor underground, but now a Richland company is testing a new real-time sensor that could help clean up contaminated sites around the world. Correspondent Anna King explains.
Hexavalent chromium was used a lot at Hanford to reduce rusting in the cooling pipes of nuclear reactors in the race to make plutonium. Freestone Environmental Services is trying to pack a whole lab's worth of equipment into a 2.5 feet long tube that's less than 2 inches across. The company recently landed a $1 million federal grant to further develop the sensor. Researchers lower it down into deep wells and send lots of data back to the office. Dan Tyler is president of Freestone Environmental Services. He says the aim is to help managers make better real-time decisions.
One of our hopes is that the sensor will be used both at cleanup sites where they're remediating chromium contamination, but also could be used around public water supply wells.
Tyler says he hopes that his company will be deploying more sensors for demonstration projects by this time next year. I'm Anna King in Richland.